Well, we've got a great question, financial question episode coming up on Candid Conversations Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz. Going to cover a wide variety of topics today. Hopefully something that you've been on your mind and you've been thinking about. Hopefully we'll touch on it today.
When it comes to financial planning, you need to cut through the jargon so that you can understand how to achieve your own retirement success. This is Candid Conversations Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz of Kravitz Financial and Insurance Solutions.
Welcome in to Candid Conversations Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz. I'm Ben George. He is Ryan Kravitz at Kravitz Financial, office there in Orange, California. Find him online at kravitzfinancial.com. Ryan, what's happening?
Not too much, just enjoying the beautiful weather here in February. Always glad to get nice weather in the wintertime. So that's why we're here in Southern California.
No question about it, and I know we got a lot to get into today. It's going to be a fun one because I like this format of the show because we get to touch on a wide variety of topics. I know there's all kinds of scenarios that you work through every day with clients there at Kravitz Financial, and maybe today's episode will help us kind of explain and show that to people listening today on the show. So we got, we're trying to get to five questions. We'll see how much time we have today, but we'll jump in here in just a second. I want to remind you again, you can find everything at kravitzfinancial.com. And if you have questions for Ryan, you can always call 714-462-9155. All right, so let's jump in here. Here's a good question. I know this is a good one for people that are, you know, having kids, and you know, there's a lot of money that comes with that and finances that come with that and tax implications. So a good scenario here I want you to sort through for us. All right. So we just had a new grandbaby who's probably going to be in the hospital for the first 2 months of his life. My daughter would love to take the time off work so she can be there with them, but their financial situation doesn't make it feasible. So we'd like to pitch in financially to give them some options, but we're not sure what the tax implications would be of just giving them money, not to mention how much we can afford to give them ourselves without jeopardizing our retirement. So what do you suggest we do in this situation?
Wow, there's so much to this. And what I want to do is, even as I hear the question again, I just kind of want to break this down into pieces because I flash back at even when our son was born, you know, because when he was born, he had some trouble, you know, initially. Fortunately, it didn't last very long, but just the trauma of that. And, you know, I mean, for us, we were out of there and, you know, the normal time, I think, the next night. But I mean, I just can't even imagine for the first 2 months and kind of what's going on there. I actually have a friend from high school who's going through something similar like that. I don't know what the health situation is, but that's so tough. And it's nothing's more important than wanting to be there, you know, for family. And sometimes, you know, finances will go by the wayside because you're going to want to do everything that you can. That said, finances are hugely important because we need to make sure that we're making good, smart decisions when it comes to our money to be able to handle these things. So, you know, when I look at this, you know, the daughter, you know, she wants to take off. You know, maybe it's just 2 months. Maybe it'll end up being 3 months, something like that. So I don't know what their, you know, their living expenses, what they would need, like if she wasn't working. But, you know, here's some of the things, you know, to consider. I mean, first off, you know, likely 2-3 months worth of income isn't a ton of money. And perhaps these folks could afford to, the grandparents could afford to pay this money, you know, or, you know, give their kids the money so that she could take this time off of work. And, you know, some of the financial things to consider is, you know, if they gift some money to their kids, you know, you can gift now in 2024 up to $18,000 and not have to worry about filing a gift tax return. And actually, it says we. So I'm thinking, you know, when I saw this as well, that, you know, husband and wife, so they could each gift, you know, that much to their daughter. So you're talking, you know, 18,000 times two, so 36,000. So perhaps that would be enough, and they can do that. Now, you know, there's other things to consider besides just the gifting. And it's not to say you can't gift more than that. You can. You have to file a gift tax return, and then there's the lifetime exclusion, things like that that you have to be aware of. Now, fortunately, that exclusion is quite high, and most people, it's going to be much higher than they would ever need to worry about. But those are some of the things that need to be considered. So do be aware of that. The other part about it is, you know, from the tax standpoint is, you know, the possible income taxes. So, you know, where are you going to get the money that you would give, you know, to your kids? So, you know, is the money going to come from, you know, let's say an IRA that hasn't been taxed, now it's subject to ordinary income. Now you would have to, you know, potentially pay taxes on that, and then it might cause your Social Security benefits maybe to become taxable that weren't taxable before, perhaps. Or, you know, if you're at a higher income, maybe you're subject to the IRMA surcharge from Medicare. And, you know, you have to be cognizant of where you're going to get the money and what the tax implications would be on that if you are going to take that. And then, of course, the other thing is, you know, can we even afford, you know, to give this money, you know, to our kids? And, you know, would that put, you know, us at risk of, you know, us not having the money that we need it in retirement, you know, that sort of thing. And I can tell you that the most important thing is to have a plan in retirement. You need to know, have an income plan in retirement so that you know that you have the money that you need to meet your expenses. And then when different things come up, you know, let's say you need an extra, I'm just going to say $20,000 or something like this that needs to go to some sort of, you know, emergency expense, whether this is money going to the daughter or whatever this is, that you can then see what the impact would be on your plan. You know, would you still be okay financially? And, you know, I've looked at situations like that oftentimes with people. Sometimes it's just looking at, you know, maybe buying a new car and what the impact would be then or things like that. But stress test the plan. Take a look at, okay, if we, you know, had this much less money because we gave it away or, you know, gave it to the daughter or we did something else with it, what now would be the impact on that plan? And if you're okay, then that gives you that confidence that you can go ahead and get that money and that you're going to be fine. So, you know, I really do hope that helps. And those are just, you know, some of the key things that you need to consider.
Yeah, very thorough answer there for that scenario and a tough one to work through. But hopefully that kind of gives you some guidance and give you some things to think about. Again, if you have questions, you want to follow up with specifics, maybe that might impact you or someone you know, you can always call Ryan at 714-462-9155. All right, here's another one. I know there's so much information out there, Ryan. It can be hard to make decisions. And this scenario probably isn't that uncommon, but here it is. It seems like every time I need to make a financial decision, I just end up talking myself in circles. For example, I have some tech stocks that I think I should sell, but I'll have to pay taxes if I do. Or another example, the investments in my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out on another good market by being too conservative. So how do you stop talking yourself into a circle and never making a decision?
This is another one where I kind of want to break this down because there's some different questions here. And you know, this is important. I do see this a lot. And you know, the thing is that when we're making decisions about money, I mean, it can be very stressful, right? And it can be very overwhelming, certainly for some people, perhaps more than others and such. And so, you know, the very first thing that I always recommend, and again, I mentioned it earlier, but is having that plan in retirement. Because if you have that plan, then that gives you the confidence to spend money. If you know what your expenses are, and if you know how you're going to meet those expenses, that gives you that confidence. So, for example, so, you know, in this case, this lady was, you know, she said she was talking in circles or talking herself in circles, and she has some tech stocks that she thinks she should sell, but she'll have to pay taxes to do it. You know, as I always say, don't let the tax tail wag the dog, right? So if you had a nice gain, and now if you have to pay taxes, let's say a long-term capital gains tax rates, because presumably you've owned it more than a year, you know, you pay some taxes and then you walk away with the profit. The mistake that I see happens too often is that, you know, people will have a nice gain. They'll continue to hold it even if they don't think it's maybe the best thing to do, and because they don't want to pay taxes, and then that particular investment, let's say these tech stocks or whatever it is, it declines in value, and now you sell it. Well, now you pay less in tax, but you also have less profit, less gain, because it now has declined in value. So, you know, it's taxes are important. You'd want to be cognizant of that and understand the implications around selling investments and other things, but it shouldn't be the only part of your consideration there. So that's just kind of, you know, the first thing and some things to think about. Let's see. The other part was the investments, my 401k are probably too risky for my age, but I don't want to miss out on a good market by being too conservative. So the key thing here is, and I strongly believe this, is don't take any more risk than you need to. Okay, so if you know, for instance, that you can retire successfully if you're able to achieve, let's say, a 5% rate of return. I'm just going to try to simplify this. Then there's no reason to try to shoot for an 8% rate of return. Okay, you know, if you have to make sure, first of all, that your basic living expenses are all taken care of. And if that's the case and your plan is designed and you've got that intact, then if there's some additional money that you really don't need to meet your living expenses and you want to be more aggressive with, so perhaps this part of her 401k, maybe there's a portion of that that you want to be more aggressive with because we've kind of segmented that out and you don't need that money to meet those living expenses when you retire, let's say, then that can be okay, you know, to go ahead and consider that. But you don't want to just be in something that is overall, you know, too risky for where you should be at this stage, because if the markets can move very quickly, and if the markets were to pull back quite a bit and now you need this money for income, well, now you're withdrawing money from an asset that is now declining, and that could put you at a very real risk of running out of money. We've talked about it before. You know, that's a sequence of returns risk, and that's losing large amounts, especially early in your retirement years. That's a critical time period, that time period about 5 years before and about five, even 10 years after you retire.
All right, very good. Good scenario, and I know one that is very common this day and age when you have so much information, you just kind of think yourself to death in a lot of cases. So good to address that. All right. So I know the common worry with retirement, Ryan, is that we're going to run out of money, right? We're not going to have enough to last. But here's a unique scenario, maybe not too unique, but on the other end of the spectrum. I'm 79, been retired 10 years. I think I finally have peace of mind about our financial situation. And I don't worry about us running out of money anymore. But now I'm thinking that we're going to have a million or more that we never spend, and we don't have any kids. So should I just start spending a ton of money to make up for the last 10 years of pinching pennies? I have regrets about not traveling as much as I did in the past.
Well, you know, so in this situation, I actually, you know this individual. So we, you know, we were able to get together and talk. But, you know, if this is you, if you're in this type of situation, for the most part, I'm going to tell you, yes, start spending. Now, I don't know you. I don't know your particular situation. So that may not be the case. You may need some money for some other things that we're not aware of here. But, you know, here's the deal. I mean, you know, in this case, this guy was now 79 years old. And, you know, again, over $1 million that would likely never spend, you know, at this point, unless, you know, unless really, you know, made the decision to turn it on and start spending. And I'll tell you this, too, by the way, is that one of the real challenges that I find for a lot of retirees is now becoming a spender in retirement. You know, especially the people that have done such a great job of saving over the years now have the hardest time spending. And this was a real good example of that. And now, again, this guy's now 79 years old. And I will say, as long as you've got a plan in place, you know that you're going to be able to meet your living expenses. And the other huge thing here that you need to make sure that is going to be taken care of are any healthcare expenses. Now, it's hard to predict and know the future, but you have to think through, let's say that you needed long-term care, which could be quite expensive, especially if you needed it for an extended period of time and perhaps in certain facilities. And if you have that taken care of, whether you have long-term care insurance or you have money set aside that you know is going to be there to be able to handle that, as long as those things are in place, then absolutely. You know, this is your money. You're the youngest you'll ever be and likely the healthiest that you'll ever be at this point. And so, you know, spend that money and enjoy yourself, because I see this far too often. People, you know, get into their later years in retirement and just aren't spending as much as they could actually afford to spend, because there's always that fear, perhaps, of running out of money. So, again, have that plan first. Know what you need on a monthly basis and how you're going to meet those expenses, and then enjoy yourself. And if there's money you want to give to the kids, you know, separate that out separately so that you know, okay, you're going to designate X amount of dollars to your kids when they pass away, whether that's, you know, by buying a life insurance policy and designating them as beneficiaries, or designating certain accounts towards them, or however you're going to do it. But, you know, having a thought out plan as to how you're going to make that work. And by all means, enjoy yourself, because you don't want to turn, you know, now 79, now 89, and now you just haven't spent it, and then you're going to regret it even more.
Yeah, you don't want to have that regret, and it does take a different shift in mindset to be thinking about spending when you've been so diligent with saving for so long. So it's not an uncommon situation, and one, again, that someone like Ryan can help you with, and you want to have someone that is a professional doing this that can make sure you have the confidence to spend that money. So good situation to work through. And I'm glad that you were able to, Ryan, to work with them and get that sorted out before it's too late.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Ryan, how about this last one here? I'm retiring at the end of the year, and we'll have about 18 weeks of vacation days and sick leave that I'll get paid for. If my last paycheck is in December, all that payout will be included in this year's taxes. Should I just wait an extra month and retire after the first of the year so that paycheck is counted in a different tax year?
18 weeks. I'm just doing the math on that.
That's right? Pretty nice.
What is that? I mean, that's like around 4.5 months, something yeah. like that. That's a lot of vacation and sick leave. And it's unfortunate, too. I find this oftentimes that people don't take their vacation time. I think there's a little bit of stress about taking too much vacation and keeping, you know, some job security and things like that. But interesting nevertheless. But, you know, congrats to this person, you know, now, you know, retiring. And, you know, what I will say is that, yeah, it likely does make sense. Maybe retire in January here. You know, some things to consider is that if you retired in, you know, the year before, like you said, you would have to pay taxes on that money all within the same tax year, and you've already worked a full year, so you've made, you know, whatever your income is for the year plus all of that. So you're going to want to take a look at, from a tax perspective, what that would look like and how much it, you know, in taxes that you would likely have to pay on that. But chances are you'll have to pay less if you do it the next year, because now we're only talking, you know, 18 weeks of that income. And then there could be ways to structure the rest of your income in retirement to perhaps help minimize the total amount of taxes you have to pay. So in other words, instead of maybe taking the additional income that you need from an IRA, which would be subject to ordinary income tax, you might take that from a savings account or a taxable account if you can do so, maybe without having to, you know, pay taxes at a large gain, you know, on a large gain or something like that. But there might be ways to take out money there and not have to pay as much tax. Also, if you had a Roth IRA or something, you could take money from that perhaps, and that could be tax-free. So there's different ways to kind of structure that so that you'll potentially pay, you know, less in tax at that time.
All right. Yeah, that's a great situation to be in. Hopefully, you know, you've used that vacation time, but if you haven't, hopefully you get paid out for it like this. But great question to be asking now and not next year when you're filing your taxes and wondering why you didn't think through that before. So a great thing to be planning ahead. And as always, with all your financial decisions, it's always best to have a plan in place ahead of time. So if you have any scenario that you're working through or have questions about, again, Ryan will be happy to sit down and chat with you no matter where you're located. You can find him online at kravitzfinancial.com or just give them a call at 714-462-9155. All right, Ryan, I hope we'll do this again sometime, I think, working through some different scenarios like this. I always think it's good to kind of hear your thought process and how you'd work through these different scenarios. So appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. Good talking with you, Ben.
Well, thanks for listening to Candid Conversations Retirement Talk with Ryan Kravitz. Please hit subscribe on the show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. Kravitz Financial and Insurance Solutions and BCM are independent of each other.